Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is the dumbest phrase to put in an email? Well, some experts did some research, and they said that this one phrase makes you seem like you're a fool. And I read it, and I go, I pretty much start 90% of my emails with this one.
Makes you seem like a fool.
Yep.
Wow, that's strong.
And I want to argue about it all day long. There's plenty of other things I do wrong in email writing, but this is certainly not one of them. Okay, they say that the worst thing that you can write in communication etiquette in a business email is... just checking in.
Ooh.
It says that you're weak. It says it's not going to make somebody work faster. It fails to motivate others. And it comes off as a passive aggressive way of saying, are you done yet?
Yeah. I don't necessarily disagree with all of that. Yeah. And I use it a lot myself, too. And I'm thinking about the position that I'm typically in when I'm writing it. And if I'm being honest with myself, that's exactly what I'm asking. And I'm trying to ask it almost in a sheepish kind of way.
Well, right. Because I'm saying... hey, you were supposed to do this.
What's wrong with me? Like, I should be tougher in my email.
Well, it's not even that. It's like you just want to politely say, why aren't you doing your job or responding to what you were supposed to say?
Yeah, but when you say that, you always get in trouble. At least I find myself I do.
And it's so interesting because they say the proper way to phrase it is wanted to know how progress was going on, fill in the blank of whatever it is.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's like the same connotation as just checking in, but it's way more specific.
Yeah, and it says, like, get on it today. If you haven't already done something, you need to be doing it right now. Let me write that down here.
Oh, Raven, you don't even check your email.
Let me write it down here again.
How many emails do you get that say just following up?
What was it again?
Just checking in.
No. What was the right way?
Wanted to know how progress was going on, blank.
Wanted to. Yeah.
So there's other things that you're not supposed to do in emails. Like they say, avoid using emojis, which is, I mean, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Sure.
Make sure you're using like a normal font. You can use bullet points and highlighted areas, but you know, sometimes you get emails and it's like half is in little writing and then half is in bigger. You're like, what the heck is this? Half is bigger.
You got to format that at the end.
Yeah, figure it out. I mean, if you use ChatGPT, like disguise it a little bit, you know?
Our boss said to me that I had ChatGPT font on there. I was like, nope, I wrote that. And I was like, "What? How did this font end up in my email?
The robots, obviously.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came up with a list of things that I can't stand when people do it in their emails to me.
Yeah, let's pay attention to this.
I went through my emails and I was like, let me see. What are the things that aggravate me?
Sure.
And trust me, I'm going to tell you the one thing I do that I'm embarrassed about. Okay. When people write, be safe, stay safe, any form of safe.
Yeah.
The pandemic's over. We can stop saying be well, stay healthy. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, but be safe used to be like street. You could say be safe before, like, you know, street.
No.
Like, maybe I'm concerned that you're not going to be safe.
Why?
Like, from your car to the parking lot or whatever.
So you got to write that in your email to me?
Yeah, be safe.
It's weird.
I mean, okay.
And when people write, like, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday.
No, that's stupid.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, here's the thing. All these days are going to happen again. That is stupid.
What do you mean?
No, like, I'm with you.
It's like a normal Tuesday. There's nothing, like, what? It doesn't make sense to
me. It's childish. Come up with something else to say. I'm with you.
It's also a pet peeve of mine for radio DJs when they say that.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Tuesday.
Don't get us started. There's people in this building that say it.
Okay. And then when people use a motivational quote under their signature.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, they're so deep. Like, you Google searched that.
Gandhi, relax. You know, like,
right, fair enough.
But I read this article one time about how women in business emails, they overuse exclamation points.
Okay.
And they do it because they're trying to come off as likable and when they're trying to be stern and that men don't do that. And I went back to review emails that I write and I do it all the time. And I've been making a conscious effort not to do it. And I can't tell you how many times I stop myself because I'm like, it needs an exclamation point.
So you're no longer excited, though.
You're only supposed to use one exclamation point per business email. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I have a rule where you can only use it like once every two paragraphs. That's typically been my mental rule.
Once per email.
Wow.
It kills me inside. People are going to know that I'm mean. That's what they're going to know if I don't use it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.